All right. Okay, well, let's talk about, because that kind of like the long-term vacation rentals suddenly are back up again, and we've, you know, kind of thought we had it all, everything was working good, and now, boom, it's back up to a Tallahassee issue, and Craig Coffey was just there speaking, and I don't, were you, anyway, so I'm going to play some sound bites from Craig in Tallahassee other day.
I was just talking to Jonathan Simmons, our news editor. Every year, you know, it comes up, I was like, let's just agree that anything with short-term vacation rentals, we're just going to ignore that whole thing this year. Not really, but.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, for those that didn't hear it, and then, Paul, I'm just going to, there's real short clips here of Craig Coffey, and then I want you to comment on it, okay?
Sure.
All right, here we go.
We have about 100 to 110 vacation rentals. We love the vacation rentals. We have folks in our community that don't want them at all. We're not on that team. And we have folks that want totally unregulated. We're not on that team. We're kind of trying to find that balance with you guys. Don't treat all vacation rentals like single family. I don't want to be inspecting your house. Don't treat all rentals the same. I don't want big government. I don't want to inspect all the condos. Just want to inspect the ones that are single family or duplex.
Okay, so fair enough. Once the, you know, county wants to regulate their own. So, but the state now legislature is trying to make a statewide law on that. So take it away, Paul Renner.
Yeah, so I think some of the impetus, not all, but some of it has been, and again, not in the case of Flagler County necessarily, but one city that has a $25,000 a day penalty for a violation of their local ordinance. And so those types of activities, and there's been others, and, you know, outside the vacation rental area, because it relates to your earlier question, one city has mandated that every new home must be built with solar panels, whether you like it or not. If you want to build a house there, you got to build it with solar panels. Another that bans the use of all plastic, another that bans the sale of puppies. These types of things that have happened, and also in the vacation rental space, has created a move to further preempt in that area. And if you'll remember, in 2014, Senator Hudson, then representative, and Senator Thrasher, reached a compromise, which gave preemption in some areas of vacation rental, which means that, you know, you can't, the cities and counties can't regulate, only the state can regulate for, you know, a statewide standard, but left part of that to the cities and counties. And the new bill would go further in the direction of a uniform standard, so that, you know, everybody would abide by the same rules wherever you have a vacation rental. So that's really what's at issue. And, you know, there's a very common sense argument to be made that we shouldn't have, we've got, 412 cities and 67 counties. We shouldn't have over 500 different rules and regulations everywhere you go, so that it becomes confusing and unworkable. At the same time, we do need to make sure that where there are issues that are best left to the values and uniqueness of a particular community, that community has an opportunity to tailor things to their liking. And so it's a balance, and it really is a case-by-case type issue. And I tend to come down with Craig Coffey on the idea that it shouldn't be all one or all the other. There are certainly people that would like to ban them all together. I'm not in that camp. And others that would say absolutely no restrictions whatsoever, and I'm not in that camp. But we're going to have a bill this year, and what I would say is that it's much, much more likely that a bill that goes pretty far in the direction of preemption is passed than not. And so then, and I think Craig said this in either in the remarks you mentioned or in remarks I read, that they're there to try to work on some compromise that gets rid of, and what I'd like to see is us getting rid of some of the overreach in various cities and counties, but preserving, you know, some reasonable role for the cities and counties to play in regulating their own vacation rentals. And where that all falls, I don't know, but I think, you know, you're going to get a bill. It's in all likelihood going to pass, and so, you know, getting in front of it and working towards some compromise would be wise, and I'm going to try to do that this year if possible.
Paul, Brian has a question.
Hey, Paul, so if you think about our government system as, so if you try to think of it like using a free market principle here, why don't we say, okay, this one city is going rogue, as you say, they're having regulation that doesn't make sense. Why don't we trust that those people are going to say, okay, this stuff doesn't make sense anymore. We're going to elect people that are going to help us to create better laws on that local level and just let home rule kind of work and say, don't we trust the process that these people are going to elect people who are going to serve the best interests of their cities?
Well, I mean, that's the same argument you could make for not having term limits. I happen to favor term limits simply because people are busy, and as much as I'm fully invested in learning about all the things the state government does, I haven't begun to become an expert in every aspect of what the state does and what they fund, much less having any idea of what the federal government or the local governments are up to while I'm busy trying to do my job at the state level. And so there is that limitation of time, which is why we have found it best to have term limits, because some of the problems that arose, and why I think in this case it is perhaps more than people have time to deal with to look at an issue like that and say, I'm going to go vote out this city councilman or county commissioner. You're right. I mean, in theory, if you don't like the tax increases you're having at the local level, you can vote out your county commissioner or your city councilman. But it does seem, and part of this, I mean, to be real blunt about it, part of this, what you're seeing, and this is part of a larger conversation we could have, is the concentration of support for a more center-left or left-wing viewpoint. And this is, again, this is not Flagler County, but our major cities, San Francisco, New York, the Democrat Party is really become a party of dense urban areas, and the rest of the country tends to be more conservative, more Republican. So part of the fight, part of the subcontext of this whole discussion is that the reason we think they're going rogue is because, you know, it's Bernie Sanders in charge of your local city government or county government in some cases, and doing things that really are a sharp departure from the way the country's become so prosperous, so strong, so free. And so states are stepping in to say, look, you know, we're not gonna let you destroy all the good work we're doing and all the economic growth we're creating here in the state for people by trying to ban or shut down particular industries that you don't like. And so there is that ideological struggle that I think may become more and more prevalent, where you see battles, and it's just nationwide, more battles between states that as a whole tend to be more center-right and cities that as a whole, again, more big cities than a Palm Coast, tend to be more to the left. And, you know, sanctuary cities is an example, where the state is going to step in and say, if you do that, we're not going to fund you anymore. If you don't want to follow the law because of your ideological view on immigration and refuse to follow the law, we're not going to fund you anymore. And so I think you're going to continue to see those struggles in many, many areas. And so these local home rule issues have a broader ideological context, maybe not on vacation rentals, but overall, and it's something to keep in mind, you know, going forward.